Boomer, Behind the Scenes, by Trish Puharich. Illustrations by Scott Pearson. There's nothing quite like a bowl of tasty kumara fries or wedges. Yum! But where does that kumara come from? Some people grow their own kumara or buy it from a market. But most people in Aotearoa buy their kumara from a supermarket. Have you ever wondered how the kumara gets to the supermarket? You might be surprised by how many people are involved. Let's take a look at the journey of the kumara. Market Garden. Pack House. Distribution Centre. Supermarket. The Market Garden. A large garden where vegetables are grown to be sold. Gardeners grow the kumara, then dig them up and put them into bins. Workers load the bins onto a truck. A truck driver takes the bins to the pack house. The pack house. A building where the kumara are packed and stored. Workers wash the kumara, sort them for size and colour, pack them into crates or bags, and lift them onto pallets. Office workers take orders for kumara from distribution centres. Packhouse workers put the orders together, ready to be loaded onto trucks. The Distribution Centre. A place that orders products from pack houses and then sends them to supermarkets and other stores or shops. A driver delivers the kumara order from the pack house to the distribution centre. Office workers receive orders from supermarkets for kumara and other products. Workers get the orders ready and load them onto trucks. A truck driver sets off with the orders for the supermarket. The supermarket. A big store that sells many different kinds of food and household products. The truck driver arrives at the supermarket. This is often early in the morning when there are no customers. Workers move the kumara to the storage area. Store workers collect the kumara and put them on the shelves, ready for customers to buy. So, next time you go to the supermarket, think about the journey of the kumara and all the people who have helped behind the scenes. Kumara wedges. Safety note. Knives and hot oil can be dangerous, so be sure to get an adult to help you with this recipe. Ingredients. 3 or 4 medium-sized kumara. 1 tablespoon olive oil. 1 tablespoon curry powder. Sour cream or hummus. Method. Preheat the oven to 200 degrees Celsius. Peel the kumara and cut them into wedges. Coat them in the oil and curry powder. Bake the wedges on an oven tray for 20 to 25 minutes until golden brown. Serve with sour cream or hummus.